Hi, this is Larry DiTullio, writer for He-Man and Beast Wars, and you are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
I am Adam, Prince of Eternia, defender of the secrets of Castle Grayskull. This is Cringer, my fearless friend. Fabulous.
Hello, this is Optimus Solo, and welcome to the 120th chapter in our Powers of Grayskull series, and not a year in between this episode and the last episode. So with me for this journey into the Masters of the Universe franchise is TFGO and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
And I just want to say that, yes, it is not a year between the episodes. It's more like a couple of weeks kind of thing between the episodes, because this... The 120th episode of the Powers of Grayskull series here on the GeekCast Radio Network will be released on a special day,
a Thursday
release, because this is the last episode of this podcast in 2020. The first episode was a couple weeks ago. This is the last episode of the year for us.
We're going to go out of 2020 with episode 120.
120, that's right. So
that's how we're going to do this. But hey, we promised that it wasn't going to be here off in between, and we were good with our word. No promises on how long between this and the next episode. No, just kidding. But here we go. So are you ready to return to Eternia, sir?
Yes, I am.
All right. In this episode of Masters of Grayskull, we'll be giving you our thoughts on the next two episodes of this series, which are episode 36, Web of Evil, and episode 37, Rattle of the Snake Men. So we hope you're ready, because it's time once again to go back to Eternia.
If the ancient stories are true, there will be no stopping me. Ambrosia!
All right, first up, episode 36, Web of Evil. I wonder who's in this episode. Air date of December 20th. There's a lot of 20s. We got episode 120, the last episode of 2020. This was aired on December 20th, but 2003 was the year, so that was 17 years ago and some change. Writer was Kevin Campbell, and having driven the Snake Men away from the Mystic Mountains, the Masters enter a local tavern where Man-at-Arms confronts his brother, Fisto, whom he accuses of being a deserter during the Great Unrest. And then we got some other shenanigans happening as well, especially with, somebody named Webster. What did you think of this episode, sir?
I felt completely disconnected.
Okay.
So in order to prep for the podcast, I watched episode 119's cartoons. I watched a day before recording. Mm-hmm. Normally when I record anything, I usually like if I'm recording with let's say JT from Saskatoon for a comic episode for the pull bag, I will be up at 5 a.m. that morning reading comics until we record at like 10 or 11 or whatever time in the morning that we record.
Mm-hmm.
So it's super fresh in my mind. I did this where I'm like, okay, it's five episodes. I'm not going to sit at my computer for five half hours, 22 minutes, whatever you want to call it, an hour, whatever it is. I just can't. So I split them up. I watched episode 119's episodes, and then I watched these two episodes. Between Power of Grayskull and Web of Evil, there's like some wibbly wobbly disconnect here, because I didn't know what the hell was going on in this. Like, this feels like an episode of the week kind of thing. It kind of feels like that other episode of Machine and Men. It's not bad. It just feels like,
yeah,
there should have been more here. It should have been a different episode. It's kind of like how that two-parter, Council of Evil and then The Last Stand or something, or how The Last Stand fits into The Price of Deceit or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no connection here to me between the ending of Power of Grayskull and the beginning of this. Like, there's just nothing.
Part of me thinks I can see two different lines of logic. Number one, and that this would probably be the way that I would go about it, because I'm anal like this, I would have probably had Web of Evil and of Machines and Mice and Machines and Men and whatever else we put in there. I would have had episodes like that. I would have aired all those prior to us ever entering into the snake world. And then I would have done all the snake episodes almost back to back, just because for me, these existed prior to that almost. And I can see the argument though, which was kind of something that you alluded to a little bit in our last podcast, which was that you were getting tired of King Hiss. So I'm wondering if they were throwing these in here just to try to break it up, so we weren't getting the same characters week after week. And it was, you know, kind of altering things off. I know that one argument from a lot of people would be, no, they had to sell different toys, so we had to get different characters in here, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm wondering if they were trying to break it up a little bit between all the episodes of the Snake Men to kind of keep it fresh.
Yeah.
But it still feels a little bit weird coming in with this episode. It's almost like, oh, hey, we just did all this stuff with the Snake Men and Grayskull and all this stuff. We had Dreams of Hordak and things of that nature. And now we're going to go to the tavern and have some drinks and chill out. And then, oh, Webstar's returned and he's causing some havoc. So it's like, what is going on here? So
King Hiss grows hungry. A few miners will fill his belly.
All our bellies. You do enjoy fresh meat, do you not?
Of course. I am a snake man, am I not?
Deserted. No food anywhere in sight.
And the thing of it is it felt like, again, okay, I know the snake men are the second core class of villains outside of Skeletor. I mean, technically, they're the third. Because if you look at Masters, you have Skeletor and his evil warriors. You have Hordak and the Horde, and you have King Hiss and the Snake Men. So technically, they're the third on the chain of evil, I guess you could say.
Right.
I thought Webstar was one of Skeletor's warriors, and here we have an episode that's dedicated to him wanting to control Eternia by himself. Skeletor should have come in here and done something.
Or it should have been Skeletor's plan to get him to do something. I don't know. Like, why have we just abandoned Skeletor for a lot of these episodes, I guess, is the one thought. So it's cool seeing Fisto. Before we get into that, though, I'd like to go into the trivia because it'll shed some light on that before we talk too much about it. But obviously, this is the first appearance of Fisto. In this series, Fisto's backstory was altered so that he is Man-at-Arm's brother. Prior to this, there was no relation between them in any other iteration of the Masters of the Universe. The copyright for the Masters of the Universe character Fisto had expired by the time this episode was filmed. So his action figure was released under the name Battle Fist because the animated character was still under copyright protection, though he was still called Fisto in the actual episode. Webstar's death, we didn't talk about that yet, but he dies in this episode. So his death was left somewhat ambiguous. Just in case anybody that was doing the show wanted to bring him back in a later episode. But obviously, since this series doesn't last very much longer, this never happened. So we are left actually with Webstar being dead, which is kind of weird because it's back-to-back episodes where we've had characters killed, or back-to-back, or at least two podcast episodes where we've had characters killed, because we had Kallax from the last episode and now we get Webstar. But
yeah.
So that's interesting. So I like the fact that we see Fisto, even though I'm not 100% sure I like him being Man-at-Arm's brother, but I'm not necessarily against it. I just am kind of ambivalent. I don't know about that.
I think it's better because you don't just have some random new master show up. I think it fits in with the story. I think it's cool to continue the family line of Duncan and all of that and everything else. As far as the whole Fisto versus Battle Fist name, I was 22, 23 when these action figures were coming out. I don't know. I was not into, like, yes, I watched this cartoon series when it aired, but when I could catch it when it aired, because, you know, let's face it, Cartoon Network is notorious for not airing action cartoons when they should. But it's like, I had no knowledge of the name, the copyright, the name thing, whatever. Whatever's in the cartoon, that's the action figure I'm going to look for. And if the action figure has a slightly different name, as long as it's the same character model,
right.
I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a trivia bit.
I know. I'm just saying, yeah. Like, you know, back then I wasn't even aware
about that.
Yeah.
I had somewhat problems with this episode because of my arachnophobic, predilection. So I don't necessarily enjoy episodes that are centered around massive amounts of spiders or giant spiders or a thousand baby spiders or anything with spiders. But I will say that it was actually decent seeing that Webster was doing spider things. Mm-hmm. Not Spider-Man, but Spider Things, yeah. Where he's not just like a character. He's not just an evil warrior. He's actually doing stuff with webs and with, mm-hmm. you know, weaving people into the webs and all the different yeah. stuff that spiders do. So, I mean, it was kind of cool seeing that. It reminded me a lot of another spider that we saw in a different animated series back in the 90s called, well,
Spider-Man.
No, not Spider-Man. A little spider that we saw in Beast Wars, because it seems like
he's
going out on his own and kind of well, almost more like Tarantulas in a way, because he's kind of just going on his own and doing his thing without Skeletor being involved. So it reminded me of that. Then we also, I didn't know that Voltron was going to be involved in this episode, but we had like the Voltron Lion mobile that was being used to transport the Masters around. So that was kind of interesting. And then at some point we involved the roller coaster sequence in Donkey Kong Country, the video game. So that was interesting because I don't ever remember a mineshaft area with roller coaster tracks ever being involved in Eternia ever, but it's in this episode. So it must have always existed.
Yeah. This episode is a mashup of a lot of things.
I was waiting for barrels to be tossed. And then a giant rhinoceros being used to like go collect coins, but it didn't happen. So I was a little disappointed in that.
I'll double check to make sure no one was trapped inside. Inform the locals of the situation.
Right. This is madness. No sign of anyone in Avion.
Same with Andrinos. Deserted.
It appears to be spider webbing.
Webstore.
Our fear of spiders aside, have you ever seen Arachnophobia?
Yes.
Okay. There's only one scene I remember from that movie, because I don't hate the movie itself, but I like you, I'm not a fan of spiders at all. The only spider that I care about wears, you know, a red and blue mask and actually has, you know, mechanical web shooters, not organic ones.
Spider pig?
So, ha ha ha. So my one note was, spiders, ew, get the nail gun. Because the first thing I thought of was a scene in Arachnophobia when he has the nail gun and he's firing at the giant spiders.
The flamethrower ready. I've already actually had the chills twice while we've been talking about this episode. just thinking about spiders, so I'm ready to be done with this episode. But no, overall, it's like you said, it's very much like what we talked about last podcast with machines and men. I just want to keep calling it mice and machines and men. But it's one of those episodes that's just there. It's not a bad episode. It's a little all over the place, but it doesn't do anything necessarily bad. I don't have all this. I didn't have like a list of things outside of where did the roller coaster mineshaft come from. And why is Voltron Lion in this? Outside of that, there was no nitpicks. There was nothing that someone did to piss me off. So I'm just right there in the middle. I don't have any Havoc staffs to give out. Nobody pissed me off. I don't have any power swords to give out. Nobody made me happy. I'm sitting at a 3 for a rating because it's just an average episode.
I'm at a 2.
All right. A little bit below average. All right. I see that. So not a great way to start the episode off. I'd rather just be involved with more of the Snake Men, no matter how much King Hiss might be annoying some people. But take me back to that. Take me back to the Snake Man city where Hordak is there and nothing's pretty. That's what I want to go.
Festo! Everybody out! Now!
I...
Easy, my brother.
Let's move. We've still got an army of spiders to defeat.
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, it looks like we're getting there, because we're going to have an episode called Rattle of the Snake Men.
Rescued us by punching through the mountainside. Shattered your hand in the process. I thought that as long as you needed a replacement, we'd go a little bigger.
Strongest right hand in the land. Duncan, about what happened during the great unrest?
Father, the king needs us. Some kind of trouble in Spelea.
Trouble, huh? I'm coming too.
Hurry, hurry! We gotta go! We need more braces! Forward! The upper block! Go! Keep it moving! Keep it moving!
The doors will not hold! Prepare for battle!
All right, last up for today. It's a short one, guys. It's episode 37, Rattle of the Snake Men. I wonder who this will involve. Air date of December 27th, almost to the day from when we're releasing this. Yep. 2003, writer Stephen Melching. It's like, almost like we planned it. The Masters are called to Spelea, where they discover Lord Dactus and his warriors defending themselves from a Khalagar attack. So we're getting way back into the DeLorean there to go back to the beginning of the series when we had to deal with the Khalagars and Lord Dactus and their feud between the two people that live underground. I can't remember everybody involved, but we've already been there, so we're going to revisit that. But then we also have, you know, the snake part of this. And before you go and give general thoughts, I just, the one thing that probably bugs me about this episode, outside of I do like, you know, hey, we're getting to see some old friends, etc. That's cool, whatever.
Behold the Temple of Servos, God of the Snake Men. Once he is free, Eternia will fall before us, as it did thousands of years ago.
The tracks that led us here weren't more than a few hours old. We're getting close.
Snake Men ought to think about putting in a staircase.
So King Hiss and the Snake Men once conquered Eternia. And now just the four of us are going to take them on. Oh yeah, that makes sense.
If you don't think you're up to it, you know the way back.
You gave me this fist. How'd you like it back?
Anytime you say.
That's gotta hurt.
We've beaten King Hiss before, Uncle. In fact, one of his generals is locked up in the Eternium stronghold right now.
I just don't like that we keep having the Snake Men that are searching for a new artifact, or a new gadget, or a new gizmo, or a new way to up their power, and we're doing that yet again.
Yes.
Right. Find my way back to Spelea and alert my father.
You dare to dishonor this temple? Destroy the infidels!
Cut
Come and get it. Ooh, fast little devils. Allow me to return this.
What did you think of Rattle of the Snake Men?
I know they're going places with this, but I miss Skeletor.
Yeah.
It's like, I just, and I know this series, and I'm very thankful and grateful that it is continuity driven. And like you already said, we meet some of the old friends from the beginning of the series and things like that and whatever else. But you're right. The whole Snake Men artifact, we need to find this to summon the great Serpentor or whatever, because I actually think, I could be wrong, I think the thing that they're trying to summon is some other more powerful snake person called Serpentor, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong. One thing I want to do at some point in this show is I want to get Stephen Melching on here. We actually interviewed him a number of years ago for Transformer stuff. But I want to get him on here because I want to talk to him about what the whole writing process for this show was.
Mm-hmm.
This just doesn't... It feels like they're going places. They're just not getting there fast enough.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. I do like, again, more evidence of continuity. We have Fisto involved right from the beginning. Mm-hmm. It's almost like this took off right after the last episode ended. Man, half the masters, including Teela, get spit in the eye. Yep. Man, that was brutal. Like, that sucks that they were all getting like blinded, basically. But it was a cool story element, so I liked that they involved that. It's, again, it's one of those that's a decent episode. It's fine. Like, it's not bad, but it's just like the last one and some other ones we've talked about, where it's just kind of in that middle realm. It's not necessarily progressing the story or the mythology too much. It's given us an entertaining episode. The action's fine. You know, the characters are fine. So there's nothing to complain about it. There's nothing bad about the episode.
Yeah.
It's just not what I want right now.
Nobody eats my friends. It's just you and me, Hiss.
How fitting it should end here. My temple, your tomb.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my
absolutely.
Problem.
Yeah.
I don't have any power swords. I don't have any havoc staffs. I'm still at a 3 for a rating. So it's just kind of like, well, this is another one. We're winding down. We only have so many episodes to go, and I want us to get somewhere where we're not going to get. So it's frustrating.
Yeah, I'm also at a 3. This was slightly better than the last episode we just talked about today in today's podcast. But no, it's spiders, still do what?
No spiders. So that's
well. Good. I still have. I don't know if I said this on air or off air. Or last week's episode or this. Whatever. I don't know. I don't know where I am anymore. But like, just like spiders, I'm not a fan of snakes at all.
I don't mind.
Just snakes. Nope. But just not I'm not a fan of them as much as I am more not a fan of of spiders, if that makes any sense. Like, if you make me choose between the two, spiders are worse to me, but at the same time, snakes freak me out, and a lot of the stuff they didn't. Like, the one thing we need to mention about this episode is the fact, you know, you mentioned last time in episode 119 about Rattlor being a prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he did in this episode to escape.
Yeah,
like having the skin and having the melting thing and having the this and the that. I'm like, it's too much snake crap for me.
I did like that they showed kind of how he was going about getting out of there, though. I forgot to mention.
Yeah,
that. I did like
that was really good. Yeah,
but that's it for that's all, the only thoughts I have for this one is like it's fine, it's fun. Like there's good things about the episode, but there's nothing that's going to tip the scale for me.
Yeah, so. No, there wasn't enough. Moments of like the battle scene, the animated, you know, how the animation was in the battle scenes, that was amazing. There just wasn't enough of a story,
right?
It's a snippet of potentially what's coming.
It comes across almost as like a time filler, like, hey, we need another episode, we need to hit so many episodes, so we're going to add another MacGuffin and this, that, and the other. And it just becomes frustrating in retrospect because we know what's going to happen, and it's like you could have just used a few of these episodes to get to where we were going, we might have got a complete series. Instead, we're going to get screwed. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Mike's going to let you know what's coming next.
Yeah, it's always better to be safe than sorry.
Until next time.
Hi, I'm Terry Smith, the host of Music Talks, the podcast where I ask guests a simple but beguiling question. Choose a song from each decade of your life and tell me why these songs mean so much to you. Guests and listeners love this format, and if you want to find out why, then take a listen at musictalkspod.buzzsprout.com or use your favourite podcast app. Just search on Music Talks Terry Smith. If you'd like to be a guest on the show and... then send me a tweet at Music Talks Pod. I look forward to doing some music talking soon.
Do you like retro cartoons? Then Saturday Morning Rewind is the podcast for you. Join them each month as they talk about classic cartoons and interview legendary voice actors like Jim Cummings.
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
Corey Burton.
Sometimes toys can be so tiny.
Rob Paulsen.
Sure, Blaine, but how are we going to find chaps our size?
Nancy Cartwright and many more.
Eat my shorts.
So grab a bowl of Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Put on your hammer pants. Go to SaturdayMorningRewind.com. And be prepared to feel like a kid again. Once again, that's SaturdayMorningRewind.com. Saturday Morning Rewind was voted best podcast ever by its host, Tim Nidell. So it's got to be good.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The GeekCast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week, we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news, play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series, where we review noted directors' movies film by film.
Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or geekcastradio.com.
DeCian, the superhero webcomic. DeCian's got superhero antics and sexy girls. For action, comedy, mayhem, and more, read it now at DeCian.com. DeCian.com.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing. Car.
Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
Get ready for action-packed excitement as the most powerful man in the universe comes to television in a fantastic world of dragons and sorcery. Join He-Man and the Masters of the Universe right here Monday through Friday. They'll be coming your way soon. He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
We are back here in the 120th episode of the Powers of Grayskull series. Masters of Grayskull is what it is. And I was incorrect. It is not called Serpentor. The person that they are trying to summon is called Serpos. So,
sounds like
okay.
Don't summon that. That lion. The cavern's hidden. Don't expose that to anybody.
We all tested negative here, folks.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to us as we are the Masters of Grayskull. If you'd like to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show, there are several ways to do so. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on this and all of our other episode posts from this show and all the other shows we do. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter, at geekcastradio is the network, at Pow of Grayskull is the show Twitter, and I am at TFU. And Mike, what is your Twitter?
The only one that you need to know about, just kidding, at Optimus Solo.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. We hope you enjoyed the Grayskull goodness today.
Dun, dun, dun.
And don't forget to join us in our next adventure, when we will take a look at the final two episodes of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. Those are History and Awaken the Serpent. For now, I am TFU and Mike with...
A sad Optimus Solo. There's only two episodes left.
Yeah. By the power and for the honor of Grayskull, we have the power.